We're joined right now in the studio by Tatiana Alexander, who is the founder and director of the Lady Pearl Pageant. If you haven't heard of this, you are not alone. This is the first annual Lady Pearl Pageant and Mentorship Program. Tatiana, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no, thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
And the Lady Pearl Pageant is such a cool idea. And when you think of a pageant, you think of a beauty pageant, you think of the swimsuit competition.
Right.
This is something very, very different, and I think much, much cooler. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Lady Pearl Pageant and Mentorship Program is, like you said, the first annual one we'll do next year, and it's targeted towards women 55 and older. So we are looking to, I guess, pay homage to the women of our community that are often overlooked.
So. Mm-hmm. And this is a pageant that's dedicated to women who have strength and courage and wisdom is the line from the statement here, but
right.
It's about people who have just had a career of service to the community and great works, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So these are like the pillars of our community, the ladies who have donated tireless time and hours to soup kitchens, to volunteering at elementary schools, to giving back any tidbits of wisdom to our younger generation. Those are the women that we're kind of looking at having in the pageant.
If you're talking about great women who do service for their community, I think
Absolutely.
There are a whole bunch of people here in Chapel Hill Carrboro. There are people out there listening that can probably think of a whole bunch right now. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, actually, we were a friend of mine, when I lived in L.A., we were watching a reality television show. And
that's how all great ideas begin.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But these women were just going crazy over these pageants, and I was like, they are missing the point, totally. So I thought to myself, I was like, if I were to do a pageant, how would I make it different? Because so many people, you know, bring up arguments about how things are wrong and without giving a solution to it.
Mm.
So I thought about ways that I could, you know, uplift our community and as well as pay homage to some of the older women in our community. I started thinking about my grandmother, who has passed now, but thinking about what a great impact she was in having, and all of my, you know, fellow cousins, you know, going to her house and just her just kind of pouring into us, you know, all of her wisdom.
Is that Lady Pearl? Lady Pearl is someone else.
In certain ways.
Okay.
I picked Pearl as the name, as kind of like to play on the pearls of wisdom.
Okay.
But I also, when I think about pearls, I think of the pearls that my grandmother has, and I got to wear them for my wedding this past year. Oh. So that was kind of close to me. So I got to walk down the aisle wearing my grandmother's pearls. So that was really cool.
Oh, that's so cool. Speaking with Tatiana Alexander, who's the founder and director of the Lady Pearl Pageant and Mentorship Program, and we'll say more in a couple of minutes about how you can get involved with this. It's coming up in March, so you've got some time. The deadline to apply is in January, so we'll talk about how to get involved with that. First of all, you started this thing from scratch. How do you even begin to do that?
Absolutely. I guess it's about having a great team around you. My mom and my sisters, and I have some really close friends that just really wanted to see this come into fruition. So they just kind of jumped on board and said, wherever you need us, let us know. So if we need to hit the pavement and, you know, hand out flyers, or if we need to make phone calls, let us know. So it was really about building a great team around me, people that I could depend on.
How big is that team? How many people?
So right about now we have 4 other people. So my mom, my sister, and 2 close friends. One is a model. She just did New York Fashion Week this past fall, I think. And another is one of my really close friends who also hosts another talent show in Raleigh with mm-hmm. me. So kind of brought all the ladies together, and we've been brainstorming.
Gotta be. What were those brainstorming sessions like? I'm fascinated with the idea because you're sitting there, you're watching this thing, and you're trying to come up with an idea of how to do it right.
Right.
But that's building it from scratch. So
right.
What were those brainstorming sessions like?
Oh man. Well, actually, the idea and the concept is 2 years in the making. So
okay.
To kind of put that in perspective, but lots of phone conference calls, mm-hmm. getting together for dinners and just kind of talking it out over meals and just kind of seeing what we wanted to pay attention to and how this was going to be different from your traditional beauty pageants.
And what's your background?
Well, my background is more so in production media. I produce small films, and I'm actually working on a couple feature documentaries right now with another business partner of mine. So I'm more so on the live events and then film events side of the things.
Awesome. Now we're speaking with Tatiana Alexander, pageant founder and director. We're talking about the Lady Pearl Pageant and Mentorship Program. This is for ladies with 5.5 decades or more of service to the community, working for the community, doing good works. It's a pageant. It's also a mentorship program. What is the mentorship program side of things?
So the mentorship piece is, I think it's really cool. But what we'll do is match the women that are the contestants for the pageant with female high school seniors who are college bound. And for a month before the pageant, they'll meet probably 3 hours at a minimum per week leading up to the pageant. And that can be, you know, whether they're doing some type of community service project, if they're going out to brunch, you know, hanging out at the mall, just starting that conversation where they can be sounding boards for each other.
Mm-hmm. Is this a statewide pageant? Is it local?
It is statewide. We're opening it up to everyone in the state, but the actual pageant will be in Durham mm-hmm. at the PSI Theater.
Awesome. And that's going to be on Saturday, March 19th.
Correct.
Deadline to apply is Friday, January 22nd, but we want people to get in on it fairly quickly.
Absolutely. We are actually doing a reduced application fee until December the 15th, and that's $25. So, but after that, it'll be $35. So get your applications in.
So who are the ideal candidates? What's your image in your head of, like, the perfect Lady Pearl pageant winner?
Well, the perfect, let's say, unquotes. but I would love to see a woman who is active in her community, who quite possibly is already mentoring some of the ladies in her community, who is very, you know, rambunctious, whether she's involved in different types of organizations within the community already. Just someone who is very in tune with what's happening in her community and making a difference constantly in her community.
I know everyone out there listening knows several women like that in this community. We've got a lot. How do people apply? Are you looking for people applying for themselves or nominating other people?
So we would be looking for this year for the ladies to apply for themselves. But mm-hmm. by all means, if you hear this and you know of a woman, definitely direct her over to our website. We're at www.ladypearllc.com. Or you can shoot us an email at info@ladypearllc.com, or just give us a call, 818-925-LADY, and that's 818-925-5239.
And again, the deadline for early application is Tuesday, December 15th. You can get the reduced fee, but the actual application deadline, if you don't make that one, is Friday, January 2nd. So you've got a little bit more than a month to get your name in on this. And the pageant is going to be Saturday, March 19th at the PSI Theater in Durham at the Durham Arts Council. Tatiana Alexander is the founder and director. We're speaking with her. What else do people... I'm super excited about this. I heard about this a couple of days ago, and I immediately thought, oh yes, this is perfect.
Oh,
this is really perfect. Yeah. What else do people need to know?
One thing that I forgot about the mentorship program, we are offering college scholarships for the mentee of the winner of the pageant and the runner-up. So we are looking to give $1,000 scholarship for the winner, mentee, and $500 for the runner-up. So I know that would be exciting for me if I could do this all again when I was applying for college. I definitely was looking for college scholarships. So any ladies that are entering their high school or are high school seniors, we would definitely want you to apply for the mentorship program as well.
LadyPearlLLC.com is the website. If you are a woman who has done community service for your entire life, if you know women out there, and I know everyone does, who qualify for this, let them know about it, because this is a really cool thing that's coming up at the beginning of next year. Tatiana Alexander, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. And thank you to the Chapel Hill community for allowing me in here.